TikTok is fun, fast, and addictive. Great for sharing music, dance moves, recipes, and launching the careers of artists and influencers. But is TikTok also an app to spy on Americans? Increasingly nervous state governments and the federal government have banned the downloading of TikTok or its use on government devices. And colleges like Auburn and the University of Texas at Austin have blocked the app from being used on campus Wi-Fi. What happens next? Will TikTok remain in the U.S. market? Wall Street reporter Stu Wu has been covering this, and he joins us now. Hello, Stu.
Hey, thanks for having me, Scott.
There is a lot of nervousness about TikTok at universities, state governments, the federal government, about TikTok and its parent company, which is ByteDance, based in China. What specifically are the vulnerabilities in this app?
That's right. It all has to do with that parent company, ByteDance, which is based in Beijing. And I would say that U.S. officials have two big concerns. The first would be that the Chinese government could order TikTok to hand over information about individual American users. That's the first concern. The second one is has cropped up more recently. And that said, if you've ever used TikTok, you know you just open the app and it just shows you videos that it might think you might like.
And it does a great job of doing that. I mean, I love some of these cooking videos and they just kind of feed what I want.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. It's been pushing me like Family Guy videos and like NBA highlights. And I'm like, wow, that's right. It got me within a week. So the concern is the Chinese government could order TikTok to influence what videos Americans could see. So those folks in Congress who want to ban TikTok lay out this sort of doomsday scenario, which is, what if the Chinese government wanted to influence an election? It could tweak its video recommendation system so that voters in a swing state could see more positive videos, for example, about a candidate that might be friendlier to China.
As you mentioned, the U.S. government is asking some of these questions too, and you have been reporting recently on this interagency group in Washington that looks at foreign companies and national security, goes by the acronym CFIUS. It has been negotiating with TikTok's parent company for a while. Obviously, TikTok is lobbying, trying to stay in the market. What is TikTok doing to try to convince CFIUS?
That's right. So CFIUS stands for the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. It's this executive branch panel that's made up of big departments like the Treasury, Justice, Defense departments. For more than 2 years now, CFIUS has been negotiating with TikTok about how it can keep on operating in the U.S. And TikTok has made some, I would say, unprecedented offers. It would create this new U.S. subsidiary that'd be totally siloed off from China, or mostly siloed off from China, I should say. It would be based in the U.S. It would be overseen by a board of national security experts the U.S. government would approve. And all its employees would essentially be approved by the U.S. government as well. So TikTok is saying, okay, yes, the parent company would still be a Chinese parent company, but everything else about TikTok would be run by U.S. government-approved employees and an oversight board.
And how about the data? Where would that be housed?
As part of this deal, TikTok said all this data would be stored by U.S. servers run by Oracle, an American company. It says that currently, they're already in this process of transitioning to this point. All U.S. user data is routed through Oracle servers, and most of the backup is in the U.S. right now, but also in Singapore, but it will eventually be entirely on U.S. servers operated by Oracle.
And technically, Stu, even if there is a ban on TikTok, how easy or hard is it to actually ban an app? I mean, this is an app. It's different from, say, hardware telecom like the Chinese company Huawei, right?
Yeah, there's a huge difference between Huawei, which makes cellular tower equipment. It had like a 1% market share when the U.S. decided to essentially ban it. TikTok, on the other hand, is enormously popular. It has more than 100 million American users, many of them young. So there's a couple of issues here. The first is that if the U.S. government tried to ban TikTok via the Biden administration, well, TikTok could sue and has sued the U.S. government already over whether it has the power to do this. So that's one issue. If Congress tried to pass a bill that banned TikTok, that could also run into First Amendment issues. Can the U.S. government do this without violating the Constitution? Mm. So there are a couple of hurdles right there. Now, you might have heard about these bans from state governors. Those are already in place in the majority of states, I think 26 by my latest count. Those are very limited bans. Those affect whether a a state government employee can use TikTok on his or her government-issued phone, for example, but it doesn't stop them from using it on their personal phone, using their personal data plan. So I see those as mostly symbolic bans so far.
You mentioned, Stu, 100 million users of TikTok, including all my children. What is the magic of its algorithm? I mean, why is it so dominant?
When you think of the other competitors out there like Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat, that's based on your friends. It'll push you content that your friends or family might post. I think the magic with TikTok is that you open the app, it shows you a video that it thinks you might like. If you don't like it, swipe up really quickly after a second. If you like it or watch a whole video, it learns. So if I watched like an entire, 20-second clip of a basketball highlight, for example, and then hit the like button, it knows, oh, Stu likes the NBA. I'm going to send him more NBA videos. It learns over time. So it's not based on my social network of personal people I know. It's just learning what you like and then making an educated guess as to what else you might, what else I might like. It grabs videos not just from my own personal context, but from all over the world. It's just pushing me the best content in the world that it thinks I might like. Stu likes this candy. I'm going to give him more of this kind of candy.
Yeah, understand. Stu, what are the realities of these fears, either misinformation or spying on Americans' data in a way that could hurt national security? What's the reality here?
I would say, and I think TikTok would say, that these are largely hypothetical concerns. But there's one big exception, which is that a few days before Christmas, TikTok sent an email to all its employees that said, we've got some bad news. We had some employees who tried to access the personal data of some journalists, including those in the US. And these employees were trying to figure out what information TikTok employees were leaking to the journalists. They were trying to find out the source of these leaks. So they accessed their IP addresses, which shows their approximate location. And TikTok said, we shouldn't have done this. We fired these employees, and we tightened protocols about which of our employees can access this data. So you can look at this in two ways. The first is that if you're a U.S. official who was, you know, for banning TikTok, they would say, this is exactly what we fear. This is exactly why we need to go ahead with this ban. On the other hand, you can say that TikTok took proactive steps to be transparent and get rid of the employees who did this thing that they shouldn't have done.
Stu, if somehow TikTok slips in the U.S. market through a ban or otherwise, are there other apps in this space that are poised and ready to fill the void?
So I pose this question to the Congress members who are thinking about banning TikTok. It's like, are you really going to ban something that's so ubiquitous in American life right now? And their answer is that, look, these social media apps rise and fall. So their argument is that something else will take its place. And already you see how TikTok has influenced other apps. I think Instagram is trying to be more and more like it. So I see the photos and videos that my friends post, but it's also pushing me now videos similar to TikTok that have nothing to do with my personal, you know, network of contacts that it thinks I might like.
We've been talking to Stu Wu, reporter with the Wall Street Journal, who continues to report on TikTok and whether it'll stay in the U.S. market. Stu, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for staying up late to talk to us. Much appreciated.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thanks for having me.